Gatha, one of the last line of the Morning Gatha is the request to be fully present in order to look upon all beings with eyes of compassion. Normally when I'm out walking, I don't see a lot of eyes of compassion. My sense is that. So how would one become fully present? And what do we do here that moves us in that direction? And to me, that process is just constantly letting go. When we come into the Zendo, you know, there's probably a lot going on. And then when we sit, it's just a constant sort of process of emptying. You know, what something comes up and it's just, you know, empty it. You know, often by the end of four periods or three periods of sitting, a lot of the things that were coming up, they just quiet down. And, you know, that's really what being fully present is about. So emptying things doesn't make you empty-headed. It really brings you into full presence of your own, of what's going on. And it's everything is new. And there's also this element of when you're fully empty, you give space for compassion to rise. You're not holding on so tightly to everything. So that if you're not holding on so tightly to everything, then you allow the compassion that's just naturally part of your being to fill yourself. And that just translates into what goes out into the world. In the practice circle, we talk about listening. So the practice circle's about listening to what others have to say. And the practice of listening, deep listening, is a practice of compassion. You know, oftentimes you'll see statue of Kuan Yin, her head is sort of turned like this. And so she's the goddess who listens to the suffering and to the words, people. If you want to practice meditation when you're not sitting in here, practice deep listening. And deep listening is the process of just letting go of your own thoughts and just being present and just listening. It can be listening to what someone has to say. It could be listening to just the sounds around you. And when you're doing deep listening, also observe what's coming up for you. Oftentimes when you listen deeply, you know, you want to say something, or you're reacting to something, or you're feeling something. And when that comes up, just let it go. You know, just empty it. And just be present to the listening. Deep listening is a really good practice. You're off the cushion practice. That's a few words.